Hey friend, it's Friday, and that means it's Faith Bomb Friday. Faith Bomb Friday is a quick space for me to highlight a scripture that jumped out to me this week and just share my thoughts, and hopefully give you a quick win for you to finish out this week and finish strong. Let's get to it. Hey, hey, beautiful Kingdom Daughters. Welcome back to the Kingdom Daughters podcast. I'm Angela, your host, and I hope you're having an amazingly awesome, fantabulous Friday, because it is Friday and time for Faith Bomb Friday. I hope you feel encouraged today. I am feeling a little tired because allergies have taken over. It's so bad. So forgive me if I sound a little sniffy. It's because allergies are in full force. All right. Let's jump in. We are in Psalm 103 today, and the whole chapter is just so, so good. It's just so good. I'm going to read a little bit here and there, but I, as always, highly encourage you just to go read the whole thing. It will encourage your heart today, I promise you. There's just so much goodness in here. And this, the beginning here, is like, reminds me of this beautiful song from, I don't even know, 20 plus years ago, probably more than that, that I heard. And it's the song of the psalm. So I'm going to sing it for you because I haven't done that in a while and I just feel like I should. But this is Psalm 103, and I will do that first and then I'll keep going and share a little bit more if that's okay. Okay. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Praise the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all his benefits. Praise the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins. And heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So good. So much goodness here. That song just takes me back. Oh my goodness. It's so good. Man, just so good. Forget not all that God has done for us. He forgives our sins. He heals our diseases. He redeems our life. He crowns us with love and compassion and gives us the desires of our heart. He births new things inside of us and satisfies those things inside of us with his good things so that we can be renewed. We can be renewed and refreshed in his presence. So amazing, right? God is just so good. A couple other scriptures in this chapter that I wanted to highlight. Verse 8, the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. How amazing is that? That God is abounding in love. He does not, in verse 10, he does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. Now, I've talked about this before, but obviously I've talked about being free from fear. But in this reference here, it's talking about the awe of God, being healthy, having a healthy fear. I always say I have a healthy fear of my parents growing up, right? I knew there would be consequences. I knew that they were in charge. They were the boss. They had my best interest in mind. And even though I didn't always agree with what they were saying, I knew that they were serving the Lord and they had my best interest at heart and that what they said went. They were in charge of me. And I had a healthy fear there that I was not going to step out of bounds because I didn't want the consequence that was going to come with that. This is talking about a healthy fear, an awe of God, a reverence of who he is and how powerful he is. Not being afraid of him. I don't believe God wants us afraid of him. He wants relationship with us. But we should have a healthy fear of him, knowing that he is all powerful and that there are consequences to our life, that he's not just going to give us just a perfect life. He wants us to walk with him and move with him and fear him in a way so that we can come under his wings and he can do all the things, forgive us, heal us, redeem us, crown us, all the things because he has that to offer us. Yeah, right? Does that make sense? I hope it does. On that note, I would love to hear from you. Like if you ever hear something on the podcast and you're like, yes, that spoke to me, I would love to hear from you. Whether that leave a review and say it in the review. I get so many amazing reviews and I love you all for it. I'm so blessed by that. Literally, it makes me do a happy dance because it's just such a blessing to me to hear from you. But send me a message. Send me a message on Instagram or an email or in the Facebook group. I would love to hear from you. It helps me to know that I'm sharing the right things, but also just it encourages my heart because sometimes it feels like I'm talking to myself, but I know you're there, but it just, yeah. Anyways, that was a side note. Okay, so let's just keep going. Actually, I'm going to stop there. I would really highly encourage you to jump in and read the rest. There's so much more goodness in this chapter, and I'm going to leave it open so that you maybe get a hunger or a desire in your heart to go check it out and read the rest today. Let that be your time with the Lord and allow this to just speak over you and to praise him in the goodness of all that he is today. Because he has lots to offer you, friend. He has a lot to offer you and he's a good God. And I can't say that enough. He is good. He is faithful. He loves you so much. And he just wants relationship with you. So jump into his word, girl. Jump into his word. Be encouraged to do that. And be blessed when you do, because his word never returns void. It never returns void. And the best and easiest place to start is in Psalms or Proverbs or the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Jump into one of those places and get started. Just be encouraged in that. Okay. And don't be too busy. Busy is an excuse. In a loving, kind way, I say that. You're not too busy. You're making a choice. You're making a choice. So choose Jesus. Choose to spend time with him, because I'm telling you, it will give you the energy you need. It will sustain you through the day. It will give you what you need to survive this crazy world we live in. Okay. So before I jump off, quickly wanted to invite you and remind you about the Going Deeper series. If you haven't jumped in already, it's not too late. Okay. This is something that you're going to be able to have forever. There's no time limit on it. You can keep it. You can come back to it. You can reference it later. This is a place for you to jump in and go deeper into God's word and really challenge yourself to overcome certain areas of your life. And maybe you're listening in your life, I don't need to overcome things. I'm telling you, we all need to overcome things. And I believe there are certain things in our life. A lot of these topics, us women, we deal with on the regular, and it kind of circles back sometimes where we need to be continually surrendering to the Lord and continually giving it to him. And so the last 2 weeks, it's been amazing. I've been so excited and I just am pumped about what God's doing. And so I want you to jump in. I want freedom for all of you. Like, I just have this heart to see you changed and moved and stirred into new places with the Lord. And this is just a tool for that, that I'm creating for you. And it's a place for you to dive deep, answer questions, get yourself thinking, bring stuff to the Lord, and scripture to help you, and more, another podcast to help you just go a little bit deeper. I'm sorry. I could talk about this all day because my heart is for you to get change in your life and to grow and to mature and to do things to get to new places with Him. And that's one of the ways to do that is this. So it'll be in the show notes or thekingdomdaughters.com/goingdeeper. You can go there. All right, that's all I have for you. Remember, you are seen, you are known, you are loved by God, my friend. Believe God is who He says He is, receive His amazingly awesome and powerful love, and walk confidently as the beautiful daughter that you are. Have an amazing Friday and weekend, and I'll see you next week. Bye now. All right, friend, before you go, really quick, if you've been around for a while and you've been loving the show and you've been listening constantly, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. It means the world to me that you're here, and I just pray that you are continually challenged and blessed by this. But could you do me a favor? Could you go and leave a rating and review? I would love to hear feedback from you. This is one of the only ways I can know that what I'm sharing is actually resonating with you. And it also helps to get the message out there to other beautiful women just like yourself. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to leave a rating and review. That would be amazing. All right, that is all. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you next time. Bye now.